WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 73. A flash flood watch continues for the entire listening area and most of the state of Iowa through this evening. There's also a flood warning for the East Nishnabotna River at Red Oak through Saturday afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Storms that passed through eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa brought heavy rain Wednesday, but there was little in the line of severe weather through late Wednesday night, with the exception being the National Weather Service reports thunderstorm winds in the Monona County community of Onawa at around 8:10 p.m. caused part of a roof to be blown off a business. The roof then fell onto some vehicles. There was also flash flooding, which occurred in Fremont and Montgomery counties Wednesday afternoon. In Fremont County, a flash flood over Mantee Road and Farragut only lasted for about 15 minutes at 2 p.m. In Red Oak, street flooding was reported just after 3 p.m. with water running 2 to 3 feet deep in some places. Heavy rain was also reported at around 7:45 p.m. 2 miles northwest of Little Sioux in Harrison County, where nearly an inch fell in less than 80 minutes. Flood warnings were issued for Cass and Audubon counties early Wednesday afternoon, but there were no reports of flooding received by the National Weather Service. Flash flood warnings remained in effect until today for portions of central Montgomery and southeastern Pottawatomie counties, but those warnings have since been canceled. And a tornado watch that was issued Wednesday afternoon for much of the listening area through 2 a.m. today was canceled late Wednesday evening. News time is 7:08.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
Sheriff's officials in Page County say they're investigating the theft of a full-size pickup belonging to FSC, or Farm Service Company, in Council Bluffs. The sheriff's office received a call around 5 p.m. Tuesday with regard to a missing white 2006 GMC Sierra K3500 pickup with a black flatbed. The truck, carrying $18,000 worth of agricultural chemicals, was taken from a field near 260th and Ironwood. While authorities were processing the theft report, the Clarinda Police Department received a report of a suspicious vehicle near the intersection of 17th and Boundary in Clarinda. The license plate matched that belonging to the stolen flatbed truck. The vehicle was processed for evidence and then returned to its owners. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office. An Iowa farm co-op has reached an agreement with the EPA for a civil penalty for selling restricted-use pesticides. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Operators of the Farm Services Co-op in Shelby have agreed to pay $21,450 after the EPA says the co-op sold restricted-use pesticides to an individual that was not certified to apply the pesticides. The Iowa Department of Agriculture conducted an inspection of the Shelby facility on November 19th of 2012 and found there were 3 sales of the restricted-use pesticides in May and June of the same year. As part of the settlement, Farm Services Cooperative has certified that it is presently in compliance with regulations for the sale of such chemicals. I'm Dar Danielson.
An electrical problem was apparently responsible for a fire that damaged a house in rural Shelby County Tuesday afternoon. Irwin Fire Chief Lynn Gaskill said Wednesday the fire at 2247 County Road M56 had been reported around 4:15 p.m.
We arrived. There was flames coming through the roof and on the outside of the house. We were able to knock it down on the outside of the house fairly early. Had to make an entry into the house and contained it to one room of the house and part of the attic.
Crews from Defiance and Manning Fire Departments provided mutual aid for Irwin Fire. The firefighters were on the scene for about 2 hours. Gaskill said the damage to the home was contained to one bedroom and the attic. The damage was estimated at around $25,000. No injuries were reported as the residents of the home were on vacation. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Assistance to Firefighters grant program has announced 7 fire departments, including one in Crawford County, received grant monies totaling $292,675. Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin announced yesterday the funds will be used to increase the effectiveness of fire operations and to support firefighter safety. The Manila Fire Department received $22,474 in grant funds. They'll use those funds to replace some old equipment, mainly hoses, with new equipment. News time is 7:11.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In the funeral announcements, Roger Newell, age 68, a longtime Atlantic resident, died May 23rd. Funeral services for Roger Newell will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don McCunn, age 80, of Messina, the mayor of Messina and a longtime local businessman, died Monday. Funeral services for Don McCunn will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Izetta Bopp, age 100, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Izetta Bopp will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Irma Chalfant, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Irma Chalfant will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Everett Red Faust, age 87, of Atlantic, a longtime former sales manager and owner of KJAN Radio, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Red Faust will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Blackmer Sr., age 87, formerly of Casey, died August 2012. Memorial services for William Blackmer Sr. will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eugene King, age 81, and Wanda King, age 78, have died. Joint memorial graveside services for Eugene and Wanda King will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Rounds, age 83, of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Rounds will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Darlene Kordick, age 87, who's formerly of the Anita and Bridgewater areas, died Wednesday in Fontenelle. A funeral mass for Darlene Kordick will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Henry Ninehouse, age 97, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Henry Ninehouse will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gisella Jarvis, age 67, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gisella Jarvis will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at her home at 1709 Wink Avenue in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 82, of Atlantic, died May 23rd. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be Saturday at 3:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Bonnie Boyd, age 60, of Wisconsin, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bonnie Boyd will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Howard Benz, age 98, formerly of Earlham, died May 22nd in Canton, Ohio. Funeral services for Howard Benz will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Marjorie Killian, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday in Creston. Services for Marjorie Killian are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ron Crone, age 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday in Harlan. Services for Ron Crone are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Lyle Pig, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pig are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.